Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're diving into something that I think a lot of you have probably sent in questions about at some point or another. We're talking bookkeeping and accounting, and specifically looking at, are they really different? We're going to be using this great article from XOA Tax to help guide our deep dive today. So,
This can be good.
whether you're, someone who's like knee deep in spreadsheets every day, or someone who's just, trying to figure out like how to even organize your receipts, this is definitely for you.
Definitely. I think there's a misconception that bookkeeping and accounting are basically interchangeable. And that's something that we really want to unpack with this deep dive today because, like the article even points out, bookkeeping is more like laying the foundation of a house, whereas accounting is, kind of looking at the blueprint and making sure that the house can withstand a storm. So.
Yeah, I like that. It sounds like bookkeeping is all about getting those day-to-day like details right. Like what's actually
It really is. And thinking about who does that, the bookkeeper. Right. You can think of the bookkeeper as being like a financial historian in a way because they are meticulously recording every single transaction that happens. So from like, buying a pack of printer paper to, getting a big client payment, like all of that is being recorded. And it's not just, so that you are ready when, it's tax season, but it's really so you have this crystal clear picture of your cash flow. So like imagine being able to see like instantly, oh, this client's payment is, a few weeks late, or, wait, I'm being billed twice for the same service. Like that's the power of a good bookkeeping.
I never even thought about it like that, but that makes total sense, right? Because then you're not having to go back and like untangle that later, and you know
Exactly.
what I mean?
Yeah, it really does save you from like a lot of hassle down the line. And what the article really stresses is that like good bookkeeping, it creates the foundation for, these reliable financial statements. Things like your balance sheet, income statement, right? Which are like these snapshots of your business's financial health, but they're only as good as the data that they're based on.
That makes sense. You can't really understand where you're going financially if you don't have a firm grasp on like where you've been.
Exactly. And that's where accounting comes in because while, a bookkeeper is so focused on accuracy and completeness, the accountant is really looking at insights and trends. They're analyzing those transactions to ask like, okay, so are we pricing our products well, or are there like hidden expenses that we need to address? What can we do to improve profitability? Like that's
So it's
a
less about like, just sort of like data entry and more about like almost like problem solving and like,
That's a
analysis.
Yes, like a financial detective in a way, right? Instead of solving crimes, they're helping you make like smarter decisions about your money. So, think about it this way, like a bookkeeper kind of hands the accountant this like, detailed map of all your financial transactions, and then the accountant uses their expertise to like analyze the terrain, see like are there any like, obstacles or like opportunities, and then kind of help, chart the best course.
Interesting. So it sounds like, we've established that both are crucial for financial health, but they involve, really different skills, different objectives. But how do you know like which one you actually need? Because
That's a really good question because it really depends on, where you're at in your, business journey or even like, personal finances, right? Like the article does a good job of breaking it down. Like if you are just starting out, a bookkeeper might be all you need, right? Just to like stay organized, stay compliant. It can make sure that like, invoices are going out on time, that your expenses are being tracked, that like everything's like ready to go for tax season.
Makes sense, but I imagine like, as your business grows, as things get more like, complicated, that's when like you might need more.
Exactly. And that's when like, that accountant's expertise becomes so valuable, right? Like the article gave like I think a couple of good examples, like say you're thinking about like launching a new product line, right? An accountant can like analyze your, historical data, look at kind of, forecast like potential revenue and expenses and help you figure out like is this even like, a smart financial decision, right? Or like say you're thinking about, securing a loan, right? Like they can prepare, those like you know, all those important financial statements
and, right, and right.
even like help you like, you know, negotiate maybe more favorable terms.
Oh, wow. So it's almost like having like a financial advisor, but like, you know, specifically for your business.
Yeah, it really is.
That's wild.
And, you know, what I thought was really interesting is the article even points out, like, even if you could theoretically handle both roles yourself.
Right.
Is that like really the best use of like, you know,
your time,
your time, your energy?
Right, right. Because, yeah, if you're spending all this time, like, you know, doing the bookkeeping that you're not able to, then, like, you know, step back and
right, exactly.
see those, like, bigger picture things.
Would you be sacrificing, like, the strategic thinking and analysis that, like, could really help, you know, propel your business forward?
Right. That's a good point. That's a really good point. I mean, but let's be honest, bringing on, like, you know, professionals.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that doesn't always come, like, you know, cheap.
Right.
So, like, what would you say to people who, like, you know, hear all this and they're like, that sounds great, but, like, I can't, you know,
right.
afford that?
Yeah, I totally get it. And it's completely understandable. But, you know, I think the article does a good job of kind of, like, reframing that cost as an investment, right? Because think about it. Like, how much is your time worth?
Right.
Right. Like, how much would it cost you to, like, fix a major financial mistake, you know?
Down the line.
Right, down the line. Exactly.
That could be way more expensive.
Exactly. So, like, you know, professionals can often actually save you more money.
Right.
Than they cost. Right. Like, they might identify inefficiencies or, you know,
right.
like, maximize your deductions for you. And
right. So you might be, like, leaving money on the table by
totally.
Trying to do it yourself.
And not only that, but, like, don't discount that peace of mind factor.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
You know, like, knowing that.
Huge.
Yeah. Your finances are in capable hands.
Yeah. This, like, you know, reducing your mental load. Like,
totally.
Your stress. Right. Like, that's.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Absolutely. And, like, you know, and again, like, those strategic insights that, you know, we've been talking about, like, you know, again, it's not just about, like, you know, crunching numbers.
Right.
It's about, like, gaining a deeper understanding of your business's, like, financial story,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Like, they might identify, you know, an accountant might be able to say, like, oh, look at this. Like, there's, you know, this, like, you know, seasonal trend in your sales data that maybe we can, you know,
oh, really?
You know, use to, like, inform your, like, marketing,
yeah.
you know, like, something like that. So
that's a good point. So it sounds like, you know, we talked about kind of at the beginning, like
yeah.
that bookkeeping is like, you know, really detail oriented and like, you know, it can seem, you know, kind of tedious, but it sounds like, you know, accounting, while it requires like, you know, analysis and that kind of strategic thinking.
Right.
It sounds like technology can also play a pretty big role in kind of.
Yeah.
You know, streamlining some of these.
Oh, for sure.
Tasks for both.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the article even mentioned like a couple of like, you know, popular software options. I think they called out QuickBooks
okay.
and Xero
okay.
as like two kind of like, you know, really powerful tools
right.
that can like automate a lot of these bookkeeping and accounting functions.
Oh.
So yeah, it can be, you know, a game changer, especially for like, you know, small business owners
right.
or like freelancers who, you know, again, maybe don't have those resources to bring on a full-time team.
Totally. So it's not like, you know, an all or nothing, like you have to like, you know, do it all yourself or you hire a full
right.
team. Like there's this like you kind of in between where you can use software
exactly
to like kind of, you know, get you started and like make things easier.
Totally. It's about finding that right balance for like your unique situation.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the differences between these two, the benefits of each.
Yeah.
Even like touched on like the role of technology.
Yeah.
But I want to kind of like circle back to something you said earlier about, you know, accountants being able to like, you know, potentially uncover like hidden
yes.
opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah. Like sometimes when you take a step back and look at the bigger picture, you can see things that maybe you wouldn't have noticed otherwise.
Right. Right. And so, and like, what does that look like in practice?
Okay. So let's say, for example, you're a business owner. You've been relying mainly on word of mouth referrals, right?
Okay.
You're doing pretty well, but you're ready to like, you know, really grow, take things to the next level.
Right.
So an accountant comes in. They take a deep dive into your financials and like notice that a significant chunk of your revenue is actually coming from like a specific geographic area.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Right. So it's not just about like the total amount of revenue. It's about like where it's coming from. And
right. Those underlying patterns.
Like exactly. Back and up. So armed with that insight, right, they might suggest like, hey, why don't we, you know, try some targeted marketing campaigns in this area? Or maybe we should even explore opening a second location.
Right.
Like that's a huge growth opportunity that you might have totally missed if you were just like looking at, you know, the overall numbers without kind of that like deeper analysis.
Wow. Okay, that is a really that's a really good example, and it makes total sense, right? Because
yeah.
you get so like you know in the weeds of like your day to day,
totally.
That sometimes you need someone to like you know kind of zoom out and be like,
exactly.
Hey, have you thought about this?
Exactly, it's all about like connecting those dots, and a good accountant can help you understand, you know, not just what's happening financially, but like why it's happening, which is I think even more important.
Right. Totally. And I think, you know, what's so interesting about this, like, you know, we've been talking about it, you know, in the context of like, you know, a business, but this is all relevant too to like, you know, personal finances.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's really, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, understanding your numbers is empowering.
Yes.
You know, it's not about like, you know, becoming a math whiz overnight. It's just about having the information.
Totally.
To make informed decisions.
It takes the guesswork out of it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And I think that, you know, I really appreciated how you know, these articles that you sent, you know, from XOA Tax, they did a good job of like, you know, kind of demystifying this whole like world of bookkeeping and accounting and making it feel like, you know, this isn't just for like, you know, big corporations. This is for anyone who
totally
wants to like, you know, take control of their financial well-being.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, we are unfortunately out of time, but I want to leave you with something to kind of, you know, ponder as you as you go about your day, you know, because we've been talking about how, you know, accurate, well-organized financial records, like they're super important for making like informed decisions. Right. Yeah. So here's a question for you to kind of like, you know, chew on. Think about a recent financial decision you made. It could be like, you know, a business investment. It could be a personal purchase, anything, you know, that involved money. How might that decision, how might you have approached it differently if you had even more detailed, more like insightful financial information, you know, at your fingertips? So that's something to think about, and we'd love to hear your thoughts. So, you know, feel free to share them with us on social media. And of course, we'll have links to, you know, some of the resources that we mentioned today in the show notes, especially that ebook on maximizing deductions.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. So be sure to check that out. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.